From the life of President Spencer W. Kimball. Camilla, a cherished companion. One day, Spencer was looking through the local newspaper. He came across the name of a girl he had met briefly prior to his mission. Camilla Eyring. That's the girl I'm going to marry. This feeling was so strong that Spencer decided he had to meet her again. He arranged to be on the same bus as she was. Spencer says to her, "I hear you're a teacher. What do you think of Shakespeare?" And Camilla responds, "What an excellent question. It's nice to have an intelligent conversation." Spencer had hoped to impress Camilla, and he did. When he asked to call on her, she consented. But she didn't expect him to show up unannounced. Camilla answers the door in a kimono with curlers in her hair. Spencer, of course, is dressed looking very nicely. And Camilla says, "Spencer, I wasn't expecting to see you so soon." "You look lovely, Camilla." "Oh, don't be silly. Give me time to get properly dressed." Nevertheless, the two began dating. Spencer would pick Camilla up every day from her job and drive her home over 5 miles of potholes, dust, and gravel. Camilla says to Spencer, "You don't have to pick me up. I can take the bus." "Oh, but I want to. It gives me more time to talk with you." Soon the two were very much in love. They decided to marry. Camilla's father, Edward Eyring, who rarely approved of the boys who courted his daughters, gave his hearty consent. "You are a fine boy from a fine family. I'd be honored to have you as a part of ours." And Spencer replies, "Thank you, sir. I love Camilla and will always treasure her." Throughout his life, Spencer W. Kimball constantly spoke of his deep feelings for Camilla. She was his dear companion, a good mother, and a supportive wife. One day, while seated in the living room, Spencer received a telephone call. After hanging up the phone, he turns to his wife. "Camilla, I've been called to be an apostle, but I feel unworthy of such a call." Camilla replied, "You can do it, Spencer. I know you can." And with her support, he did. Note: adapted from Edward L. Kimball and Andrew E. Kimball, Jr., Spencer W. Kimball, pages 83 and 84, 91 through 96, and 190 through 191. And Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Spencer W. Kimball, pages 189 through 191. End of the section from the life of President Spencer W. Kimball. Camilla, a cherished companion.